Hi, good morning. Is this Kenneth? Hello?
Hello, Corny.
Hi, Kenneth. How are you doing today?
Hey, pretty good, and you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. Thanks for getting back to me. Oh, okay. You called me on the 5-9 number, so it's okay. Yeah, thank you for calling me back. I have your file open. I was just gonna go ahead and finish it up for you and get you connected to the attorneys.
Yeah, I need to
Yeah.
get some information from you. I need to get your company phone number, and then I
Yeah.
need to get your guys' email,
Yeah, I'm gonna
and
send that all to you.
okay.
Let me just go ahead and finish. We just have a couple more questions, and then
Okay.
I'm gonna send you all the documents. I'll email you them, and I'll also text you the information, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, of course. Just really quick, do you know okay. How do you know your diagnosing physician's name, your doctor's name?
Dr. Brian Wright.
Dr. Brian Wright.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Brian Wright. Okay. And that he's located in what state?
State of Colorado.
Colorado. Yeah. And then what was the hospital that you were treated at? Do you know the name of the hospital?
Yeah, I went to Kaiser Permanente.
Okay. And that's in where in Colorado is that?
That'd be Arvada, Colorado.
Arvada. Okay. How's the weather out there in Colorado today?
It's cold right now, cold and snowing real bad.
Oh, is it snowing already?
Yeah, sure is.
All right. Did you get all your stuff figured out yesterday?
No, I haven't had a chance. I've been running around getting all kinds of things done, and I've been and then I held up at Social Security office, so I'm
Oh,
still
that's
running around
fine.
getting stuff done.
Okay, so you said it was in Aurora. It was the Kaiser you went to?
It was in Arvada, 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 Colorado.
Arvada, A V, oops,
No,
A V
Arvada.
D A.
It's Arvada. DA, Arvada, Colorado.
Let's see. Okay, I found it. It's at 7701 Sheridan Boulevard.
Yeah, Hidden Lake facility. Yes, that's it.
Okay, perfect. Thank you for confirming that. All right, and then let me just find your doctor really quick. Yeah, Hidden Lake Medical. In a short sentence, how has this impacted your life?
Greatly. I haven't been able to work. Keeping
Yeah.
me from working, making a living.
Yeah. Yeah, and the stress of approximately how much time did you lose for work? How long were you not able to work?
Okay, a few years. I mean, maybe more than that, probably 4 years.
So, and then Dr. Brian Wright was okay, I found him. Brian White. Is that your on it was he your oncologist or is he just your primary doctor?
He's my primary doctor.
Okay. Do you know who the oncologist was or no?
I do, but I got to pull that up. Right now I'm in the process of moving. That's why I can't find everything for you right now.
Okay,
It'll take me a couple of days.
I'm gonna put his information now.
Okay.
And then if you need to change it with the attorneys, you can. Just so
All
that
right.
we have your doctor, which doctor that you are seeing,
Okay.
for now. Okay, hold on one second. Okay, and then you did have medical records. You just said they're at home. What was the? I just want to make sure you never were in the military, correct?
Correct.
Okay, never filed for bankruptcy or
Yeah, I
workers.
did. I
Oh
filed for
yeah.
bankruptcy in 2012.
Yeah, I got that. I got that. All that information. Okay.
Okay.
We got all that information. When was it that you were treated for your did you have surgery or did you only have your chemo and radiation? Did you do surgery?
Well, I had surgery, but it wasn't for that. It was for I caught Listeria, that flesh-eating bacteria.
Yeah, okay. So you just did the chemo and radiation
Yes.
for that, and that was you started your diagnosis date was 8/21/2020. When did you start the cancer treatment? Do you know? Was it within a couple of days?
I believe so. I got.
Like
I'm trying to remember.
23rd, 24th.
Yeah, it was right around there. A couple of days or a month, or within 30 days. I know that.
Okay, to the best of your knowledge, what date would you say that you got treated? I mean,
towards the within a couple of weeks, right towards the end of August.
Can you pick a date for me? I
can't. About the 20. Well, wait a minute. The 21st. So. It was about the beginning of September, about the 2nd of September.
2nd of September, okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. And again, this is to the best of your knowledge. You can always change it when you speak to the attorneys, okay? They're going to pull medical records anyways. Because it's been within 4 years. So you have every right to file a claim, and everything looks good. I'm just going to review something with you really quick. And then what is your... what is your primary address now, your current mailing address?
It's going to be, I think it's going to be 44th. I'm already going to be moving into that house today. So,
okay.
And I got, so after 3 o'clock, I'll know all that.
Well, I just need a primary address to send you the documents. You can change this later, but I need an address to.
Just put my old address, 102 88 West 58th Place, apartment number 80. Arvada, Colorado, and zip code is 8004. And I'll call you back after 3 to change all that.
Okay, hold on one second.
Yeah.
Okay, so 102-888 West 58th Place, apartment 80, Arvada, California, 80004.
Arvada, Colorado.
Arvada, Colorado. That's what I said, didn't I?
No, it's to California.
All right. I do have to put an emergency contact number just in case anything unfortunate happens to you. Is there someone that I can put that either lives with you or doesn't live with you?
Yeah, put down Lilia, L-I-L-I-A, Lilia Castro, C-A-S-T-R-O. That'd be my mother. And
what's
her phone number? And her phone number is 720-252-5910.
Perfect. Thank you, sir. Okay, hold on one second. Okay, so is there any additional information that you want me to put in the file to help support your case?
Not right now. That's what I said. Well, once I get moved in my new place today, then I can give you all kinds of information. Right now, I'm trying to get everything together. I've been running around. Got to get you all.
Yeah. This is to get you connected to the attorneys, though. They won't see your file until I directly
okay.
Send this in. So just really quick, I'm just going to review it really quick for you, okay? Just to summarize. Mr. Castro, you are filing a claim on behalf of yourself. You were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma on 8/21/2020 after spraying Roundup spray between the years of 2005 and present.
Right.
Hold on one second. You did not have an attorney at this time. You did want to participate. And then you do have a birth certificate, approximately spraying it for 48 times out of the year. Are you a citizen? Hold on.
I have
Kenneth Castro. Your birth date is 5/17/1969.
Yes.
I have your social is 521-396931.
Yes.
I have you as starting Roundup 1/3/2010. To 8/1/2020, commercially and residential, directly exposed every time, approximately 480 exposures in your lifetime, using concentrate, and I got your doctor, Kaiser, okay, I think I have everything correct. Does everything sound correct?
Yes, it does, yes.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to, the system's generating some documents for you to review and sign. You didn't have any family history of cancer, correct?
Correct. None at all, yes.
Okay.
All.
So it's going to generate some documents for you to review and sign while you're on the phone with me. Have you ever used the DocuSign agreement before?
Yeah, I have. Yes,
okay.
I have.
It's really easy. You just follow the prompt, adopt, and sign a signature. And then once you get to finish, you're going to go ahead and let me know. Give me one moment because the system's generating them.
All right.
And you do give me permission to call your mom if needed, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I'm glad you're able to take care of that stuff, but my apologies go out to you in your time of, struggling. It's not easy
right.
to be able to go be ill and not be able to work and not be able to care, take care of yourself.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah.
And then before you hang up, I'm going to need your phone number, your email,
I'm gonna send it all,
number, company address.
I'm going to send all of it to you. Hold on 1 second. So what I just did now, Kenneth, was I sent you a DocuSign agreement. I sent it to you via text. So if you go ahead and open your text messages, it'll say, Courtney, I sent you a DocuSign agreement. You're going to want to go ahead and open that. If you need to put me on speakerphone, I can go ahead and walk you through it.
Yeah, I got it. What do you want me to do?
Go ahead and open it and press review and sign.
Okay, hold on, man. It's going real slow. Come on. Do you agree? Yes, I agree.
Yeah, just follow the prompt, press everything, start. You might have to draw your signature with your finger, press adopt and sign, and then tap all the little yellow boxes to sign, and then press finish. You're fine. Take your time.
Hold on. Okay, let me sign it here. Let me do this one over. Damn it. Shit. Okay, did you get that one?
Hold on, let me look.
Let me do it again.
Did you press finish?
Yeah, I think so.
Let me look. No.
Yeah, I gotta sign a few more. Hold on a minute.
Yeah, you gotta tap all the little yellow boxes.
Yeah, let me do that real quick.
Yeah, you're fine.
Okay, hit finish.
Okay, let me look. All right, perfect. So, Kenneth, so what that does, you can download it right there, but it also will send a PDF file to your email for your records, okay? So you'll have it in your email. Thank you for doing that. It's really important now, before I wrap up the call, I know you got to get off the phone, but before I wrap up the call, I just want to emphasize how important you are in this process. This is your case. So Mr. Castro, we can only help you if you are responsive when the attorneys reach out to you. The attorneys will be calling you probably, I don't know, maybe a week or so, give or take. I'm going to send you their contact information via text. That 949 number that's texting you, that's me. That's my direct phone number to my desk.
Okay.
That I text you this morning.
Yes,
that's my direct line. You can call me on that phone number, or you can text me however you like. I'm sending you I just text you the attorney's information. It's going to be the law firms of Robin Law and Pulaski. They're going to call you from a 909 phone number, the very first number that's in the text, 909-906-3862. The best thing to do is save that phone number as like attorneys or something in your phone, so you know when they call. Because if they call, you wanna make sure that you answer in a timely manner or call them back. Okay.
Okay,
they're gonna call
it.
And verify everything and move forward with your case. Okay.
Okay.
But everything looks good, you know, and I really do wish you the best of luck. But just remember, this is going to be a legal agreement between you and the firm. So it's really important you don't discuss the matter with anyone else. And then try to get as much documentation as you can to help support the case.
Okay, I will. Hey, can you tell me what email did I give you?
You gave me, let me see, hold on.
Damn.
Hold on 1 second, Kenneth. It's KennethCastro8@Yahoo. Kenny A Castro 8@Yahoo.
Okay, perfect. Okay, thank you.
Does that one work?
Yeah, that was perfect.
Okay. All right, Kenneth, I wish you the best of luck. And if you have any questions, don't hesitate to call me, okay?
Okay, I won't, Corey. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a nice day, sir. Bye-bye.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.